You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Corey Brock with MLB.com, Padres.com. I'm here with a longtime Padres broadcaster, Ted Leitner. And Ted, I could have looked this up myself, but I want to ask you because I want to see your reaction. How many years will this be for you calling Padre games?
This will be, and I looked it up myself, it will be 37th. The 37th.
Ted, you've done nothing else consistently in your life for the last 37 years. Is that correct?
Pretty much it, yes. Pretty much it. I've had a very, very rocky personal life, and my professional life has been this. That's it.
For you, does a winter seem long for you when you go from the last out of the regular season to that first spring training game? When do you sort of get the itch to start calling games again?
You know, it's about a month because, you know, as you know, the season is long, and when you're not winning, it seems longer. When you're having a winning season like 98, you don't want it to end and it can't start soon enough. But you're pretty well, you know, when you're out of it and there are the long dog days and all that stuff, you're ready for it to end. But then at about a month, I'd say, normally, it's like, hey. And again, I'm lucky that I'm doing football and basketball broadcasts, so it's not like I'm doing broadcasts. I can't wait to get back to baseball. I've got other broadcasts, but the baseball is just it. It's the it sport, and that's what we do. So after a month, I'm ready to go again.
Yeah, I know baseball's always resonated with you, and certainly you've done a lot of wonderful things in your career, and like you said, you still call San Diego State football and basketball. But why do you think baseball for you resonated so much and so early? This goes back to when you were a kid, right?
Very much so. Very much so. And it had to do with the Yankees and being a kid at the time of the late 50s, early 60s, when the Yankees were just, and I know they were hated and all that, but everybody hated the winners, Montreal Canadiens, the Boston Celtics, the Yankees. They won too much. But when you're the fan, it's wonderful. So you have Yogi Berra and Mickey Mantle and all these guys, and then you're sliding into the very sport on the periphery, broadcasting, and it's that there's something of a connection there that I don't have in football and basketball, though I enjoy the heck out of both of them, but it's not that same going back. And that's why when I worked with Jerry Coleman all those years, there would be constant reminders of being a kid. Not only did he play and I watched him, suddenly he's alongside me or me him for 30 years, but he would then introduce me to all these guys in our travels. And, hey, Ted, it's Moose Garin. Moose. And I would pinch myself, and this would have gone on. There's Johnny Blanchard, and here's Whitey Ford, and all this stuff. You know, we're in Cooperstown, and we're walking along when Jerry's being inducted, and we're walking along, and here's Whitey Ford comes up to us. And what are you doing? We're going to check off the rest of the plaques. Well, come on, we'll stay together. And I'm walking with Jerry and Whitey Ford through Cooperstown, looking at Whitey's bust over here and Mickey's over there. So all of that, I don't have that, like I said, in the other sports. I'm so lucky to have it in baseball.
Yeah. You this year, and you've worked with various partners over the years, you're going to have Jesse Agler in the booth with you. You're going to have Don Orsillo in the booth with you. How do you sort of work on that? You know, we talk in baseball about chemistry a lot, but how do you sort of work on with new partners and sort of anticipating when they're going to pop in, when they're going to chime in, and just sort of trying to get that symmetry?
It takes a while, I think, although I've never had a partnership where I thought, wow, this is really, we're struggling here. You know, maybe in a month, maybe 2 months. I've been very lucky to have that chemistry because I'm a big believer in it. And Jerry Coleman taught me most of that in terms of how to work with a partner and how to never correct a partner and how to, you know, you're not out there to make yourself look good. You're there to set him up and hopefully he'll feel the same way and you'll have a great broadcast. Let your egos, you know, check it at the door kind of a thing. So, I mean, I've worked with Jesse before, so I feel very comfortable already. I've never worked with Don. But I've never had a problem with that. I've always been proud of that in every sport. But I mean, and Jerry and I talked about this, in 30-something years with Jerry, there was never even a look as in, go to commercial and think, you know, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
What's that come? Where'd that come from? Not me to him, not him to me. And I'm proud of that. I really am.
Yeah. Lastly, Ted, I as we're getting on the cusp of these spring training games, I can't help but think that every time late in the game when number 67 or number 80 comes in, I just think of Jerry in the back of my head saying, thinking out loud and saying on the air, we don't know who these guys are. That had to be like a big one
greatest,
for you.
Because there was several things. With changes late in the game or any time in the game, he would really literally just get mad. And therefore, Dusty Baker changed about 7 guys when he had the Giants. And Jerry is literally yelling. because you know it's not, it's fairly close here to the visiting dugout there at third base. And he's saying, "Okay, hey Dusty, why don't you change him off for heaven's sake?" And I'm not, and not teasing. It would just make him mad to try, because he had a hard time keeping up with that. Yeah. And all those changes. I always remember that. And our tradition was, because he hated exhibition games, and he didn't know the players. He just, you know, especially when they change a lot like this year. So in the first inning of the first exhibition game each year in Yuma and here, we'd go to the commercial, I'd look at Jerry, he'd look at me, and he'd say, "Will this damn spring training ever end?" "Jerry, it's the first game." That was the tradition, and he just, it was, and you know what? I walk in here again, and I just miss him. I just, yeah. Especially here, even more than Petco, I just miss him so much in this milieu, this atmosphere of spring training. He was a part of it for so long.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Teddy, thanks for your time.
Anytime.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.